Among the ancient Greeks, the Spartans were foremost among the upholders of human dignity. And by that I mean real human dignity, not what passes for it on TV today. And the Spartans were also the most racially conscious of the Greeks. The English historian Edward Gibbon tells us that after King Leonidas and his 300 Spartans fought to the last man defending the pass at Thermopylae against the Persian army in 480 BC, all the Greeks were very impressed with their heroism. All except the other Spartans, that is. They didn't consider the action of Leonidas and his men exceptional at all. What they did at Thermopylae was their duty, and every Spartan would have behaved in exactly the same way if he had been at Thermopylae instead. The Spartans were first and foremost conscious of who they were and what they represented. They were a warrior elite who had come down from the north and subjugated a racially inferior people who vastly outnumbered them. And this Spartan consciousness is what lay behind the famous Spartan self-discipline. It determined every aspect of their behavior throughout their lives. The Athenians may have been more cultured, but the Spartans had more human dignity. And as long as they maintained that dignity, they prevailed over their enemies, including the Athenians.